Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 7th, 2018. On this date in history, 1610, astronomer Galileo began observing three of Jupiter's moons. He spotted a fourth about a week later. And on this date in 1789, America held its first presidential election. Voters chose electors, who went on a month later to choose George Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow, we're here in the studio and we're already in a fist fight. I am your host. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda, and good morning, Red.
And good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the unfunded glide path into a side of a building or something. I'm not sure what. But
We're just going to change it to Red Smith. He's back on the war path.
Red Smith, carrying tomahawks.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think there's a few that need some scalping.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
Run, Forrest, run.
They are. We are having a meeting at the Reading Patriots tomorrow night at 6 p.m. There will be some talk about the court case. And let's see what else we got here. Veterans events. No, hold on a second on that. Oh. We are streaming worldwide from the Planet Daily. We are streaming worldwide from the Planet Daily, standing for truth, justice, and the American way.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
That would be my brother.
No comment. So close, so close. Oh.
Justice in the American way, and I am sort of related to him.
Yeah?
Kinda.
Superman's brother?
Yeah, that's what I always tell everybody. You know, jump buildings and bend nails. And, yeah?
I don't know, some people's kids.
Castrate IRS agents. I don't know.
They need that too.
Castigate. Maybe I should.
Are you a planet Krypton as well?
No. That would be the other guy from a strange planet.
the guy from Melmac.
I think it's. Never mind.
Careful where you go.
What was the name of that planet Mork was from?
Let's see. Ork. Mork from Ork.
Mork from Ork.
Nanu.
Nanu, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we have a fully packed show with all kinds of stuff going on. And, man, I don't even know where to start. I'll tell you what. This news cycle is so target and, target-rich environment so much that it's unbelievable. I mean, you don't even have to try to figure out what to talk about. You just have to try to sort out which one is going to be the one you talk about the most.
Yeah, which one's the most important, what's relevant.
I got to put my glasses on here.
Your Mark Kent glasses?
Yeah, that's right.
What happened to Superman?
Instead of jumping into a phone booth, I'm jumping into the radio booth. Yeah. There's a great quote here. Gentlemen, will you permit me to put on my spectacles, for I have grown not only gray, but almost blind in the service of my country?
That actually works in more than one way.
Boy.
Nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
That's right. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred. And so, have you got any veterans events?
I do, but first of all, before I get to the one that's coming up in February, I want to say something about Star Spangled Banner Catering. We did a dinner for a veteran that did two tours. Excuse me, in Afghanistan last night. He came home. He's stationed out of Fort Lewis, Washington, helicopter pilot. We had a wonderful time. She did an awesome, awesome job for the family up there.
Nice.
So, yeah, we had a really good time with that. So I want to let her know that.
Very good.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then coming in February on the 15th, Parsons Junior High is having Veterans Appreciation Breakfast at 8:45, and they do a fantastic job over there as well for the veterans. So, again, that is on February 15th at 8:45. Okay, I'm not sure what they're doing over there.
We just got a headline in from Fox News.
And then
Steve, hold on.
Just coming in from the Twilight Zone.
Just coming in, Steve Bannon is sorry.
Okay. And then at 11, we do have a guest coming in that's going to be talking about survivors' outreach services in the area. Gold Star Mothers are part of that. So with that,
very good.
That's all I have at the moment.
And we also have a guest in the studio here with us, Chris. Chris from State of Jefferson.
Good morning, guys.
Chris Kellstrom.
Yes, good morning.
Sorry.
All you guys and Jeffersonians out there everywhere.
All you Jeffersonians out there in the great state of Jefferson, you don't even know you're in the state yet, but you really is.
Yeah, you're here whether you like it or not.
We're working hard on it.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. you got a couple of announcements for some fundraising?
We have a dinner banquet coming February 17th at the VFW Hall in Anderson, 3210 West Center Street, Anderson, I believe. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6. Individual tickets are $35 each or a pair for $60. We're still trying to sell tables. Tables are $500. They include $600 in raffle tickets. You get a State of Jefferson shirt, hat, a couple bumper stickers, and a chance to win a gun that's only for table buyers. So we're still really pushing the tables. That's what we're hoping to sell. We want some guys in there. We'll have a live auction. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have all sorts of good stuff. General raffle prizes. It's going to be great. Last time... I'm sorry?
How many at a table?
Oh, there's eight at a table. Yeah, eight people fit at a table. So like we say, $500 for a table of eight, and you get $600 in raffle tickets. So that pretty much pays for itself.
I just got to figure out who's going to be at my table.
Hopefully somebody with lots of money that likes to bid on stuff.
Huh. I'll have to. That'll screen a bunch of people out.
So, yeah, what we're doing is we're trying to raise money for the Supreme Court case. So for those of you out there that don't really know exactly what's going on with Jefferson.
There are some new developments.
Well, there are some new developments, and I'll let Terry do those tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane. Doors open at 5:30. I will do a Jefferson meeting, 6 o'clock. We'll have the general meeting. So come on down and learn what's going on with Jefferson. But
I only have one thing to say. Okay. Winning!
Winning, exactly. Yeah. So we're also selling some raffle tickets leading up to this dinner. We have a, they're $5 each or 5 for 20. It's for a Weatherby Vanguard rifle. Yeah, the cool thing about this one is the winner gets to pick the caliber. So, you want a 22-250 or 223? You want a 6.5 Creedmoor? You want a 300 Win Mag?
That's what I'm thinking, the 300 Winchester Short Mag.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of good ones there. So, yeah. So those are, and we will announce the winner of that at the dinner February 17th. So I have those available. They're online. Matter of fact, yesterday we had a guinea pig. A guy texted me from Fiddletown. Said, do you guys take
next
PayPal?
Fiddletown.
Yeah, well, down, I think it's down, I want to say it's Calaveras or Amador County.
Oh.
I think it's Amador County. But he said, do you guys take PayPal? And I'm like, well, we've been kind of discussing how we could do this. I said, tell you what, you go to the website, soj51.org, and you donate $20, send me a screenshot of the receipt. I'll consider that the $20 donation, and I'll send you the tickets in the mail. So I said, you want to be our guinea pig? He decided he would be, and by golly, it worked pretty well. So we have ways of getting the funds from you and getting the good stuff to you.
Very good.
How do they get a hold of you? Besides the meeting, if they want to.
Yeah, you can go to soj51.org. You can go to SOJ, Shasta County SOJ. You can look up the fundraiser on the on Facebook. It's all over the place. Or you can just give me a call, Chris Kellstrom, 530-526-2352. Any of those will work.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks, Chris, for coming in. We totally appreciate your time and effort.
Thank you.
Right.
We're switching.
1, 2, 3, switch. Let's see. What else have we got queued up here? We've got a full list of all the stores that are closing. From Sears and Kmart.
Yeah, including right here in good old Reading.
Yeah, Reading looks like they're closing the Kmart as the recovery continues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stock market's through the roof, baby.
Hey, GDP up. Mm-hmm. Everything's going great except we're $20 trillion in debt or more. Could be a problem.
No problem.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a reset. I think Trump's the guy. I love the guy. But at the same time, I don't think that we're going to dig our way out of this without some dramatic things and events that are going to start to happen at some point. You know, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I hope the light at the end of the tunnel is not the train. So with that, let's go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back and we will refocus. Got a bunch of stuff to go, through.
How about we just don't pay the Fed back on the interest? We stiff them and they can repossess the paper they printed the money on.
I like it. Wipe them out. Let's just get rid of the Fed with the stroke of a pen. I mean, that's what Andrew Jackson said. Hey, let's revoke their charter. See you later. Goodbye, goodbye, cruel, evil bank bankers that steal money through interest rates on money that they create out of death and nothing.
Yep. Bye, Felicia.
Felicia.
you got to keep up with the trends, man. That's what you say now. Bye, Felicia.
I must have missed that one. Oh. I guess I'm not trendy.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not either.
It comes from a movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Felicia gets kicked out.
Which movie?
What's the name of it?
I can't remember the movie.
It's the story of Death Row Records and NWA.
Oh. Who killed Tupac or something?
Oh, Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I don't.
During Straight Outta Compton, there's a scene where a guy is with a girl in a hotel room, and her boyfriend shows up. And at the end of it, she gets all salty and ends up getting kicked out of the hotel room as both the guys are telling her, bye, Felicia.
Wow.
So
pretty sure I'm not watching that one.
I think I'll skip that one. And I guess with that, we're going to go to a break. Yeah. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Straight out of Reading.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. Still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone. Die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. I'm excited to announce a new radio show I will be hosting live right here on KCNR 1460 beginning in January. Join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. as I host Generations with Sharon Clark. Having been a part of the senior care industry since 2004, I want to share my knowledge and experience on this topic and others relating to healthy aging. I will discuss local resources and chat with guests to inform and educate you. So join me live at 9 a.m. starting in January as I host Generations with Sharon Clark right here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon. If you want to go over there to the shops, call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with the complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Fire Media. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Yeah. Clark.
Clark Kent.
My sister, she just loves this shit. You can tell. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oops.
Free. That you can listen to that one in the archives, as Bob would say.
If you're listening online right now and not over 1460, you... No, I had to bleep the S word there.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
That's okay.
What would Clark think?
I know. Truth is justice in the,
yeah.
the censored American way. Anyway, I guess we have a caller.
We do. We have JT from Anderson on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, JT?
JT, are you on the air? Are you there?
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, you know, I was listening to the last segment there with Jefferson Radio, and you know, being a resident of Anderson for almost 4 years now, I can tell you about the night and day change to that town, especially with the sales tax increase and all the good things that have been done with that. I know that's been tried in Redding unsuccessfully a couple of different times, and I also know that. It seems to be that most people have a tendency to be against the you know, making Redding kind of a marijuana hub or you know, opening clinics back up and things like that. But I had another thought. I've had the thought for a while, and that's that that there is a possibility that we could do another type of special tax. And as everybody knows, caffeine is probably the most prolific drug that there is in the world. And Redding has 32 to 35 different coffee shops, and all those coffee shops are exempt under the California tax code, with very little exception. They're exempt from any kind of sales tax at all. And if you drive around town and see the 15 or 20 cars in every Dutch Brothers or every Starbucks in town, you realize very quickly that there is a huge, huge revenue stream possibility right there with a special tax that could help you know, the City of Reading General Fund, or help all the unfunded liabilities and help the police and possibly even a jail. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll tell you, my thoughts are this. I don't think we need new taxes. I think we need to stop spending so much. And I don't think raising anybody's taxes is the right way to go. I think that we need to get these politicians that keep promising everything to everyone under control so that they quit doing that. And I think that what's going to happen is we have to implode to a certain degree, because it's not going to do any good to keep raising taxes if they just keep spending it and giving themselves raises and whatever else that they do. You read?
But in this case, there is no raising taxes, because there's no taxes collected on it at all. And everybody knows that caffeine is a drug. And not only is there no sales tax on it as a sold as a hot, warm product, but there's no tax of any kind on it at all.
Well, that's my point.
The last time we taxed caffeine in this country, we threw it in the harbor.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's no tax on it, so putting a tax on it is raising a tax by definition.
Well, yeah, but I was just suggesting that as a possible alternative to going down the road of pot.
Here's my thought on the pot, the whole pot thing. I mean, here's the real deal. You're not going to stop it. It's already here. People are going to smoke whether anybody likes it or not. It's just like alcohol, in my opinion. You don't drive. You don't sell it to minors. You get the federal government out of it because it's out of their jurisdiction. And the only way that people are not going to smoke pot or do drugs or drink alcohol is if they themselves decide not to. And the only way that is ever going to happen is by showing the effects of it and letting it run its course, I think. And so we're just not going to regulate it out, you know, and we can tax it and we can do all this stuff. But this is really a divide strategy of the vote base is what it is. Mm-hmm. They want liberty just as much as everybody else. That's why they want to do this is their way of protesting or doing whatever they do. And the real deal is they should have liberty to do that as long as they're not hurting anybody else. This is a very divisive subject because it keeps everybody divided and voting against the conservative values of liberty. Because your liberty is not my liberty, and my liberty is not your liberty, and that's what this whole thing is about. That's why Sessions is coming out saying that the federal government is going and start regulating this thing, because it divides the voter base and creates a Democratic Republican paradigm as opposed to let's all get liberty together.
Mm-hmm. And it is very much a partisan issue. But not only that, and more importantly, is this is how the beast gets its foot in the door.
Yep.
Is on issues right. like this, when you find something that is so divisive and so polarizing that other people are willing to sacrifice somebody else's liberty because they're opposed to what they're doing so much, that lets the beast get its foot in the door, because once right. you use the law to remove somebody else's liberty, they can do the same thing
to your liberty. Come for
and
you.
So now, spirals out
now
of
don't get me wrong.
There.
Don't get me wrong. I hate drugs. I think they're stupid, but I also hate getting drunk. I hate marijuana because it makes you, what it does is it makes you lazy and stupid. So if you want to be lazy and stupid, keep smoking it. But it is a local issue that should be adjudicated at the local level, not at the federal level. And taxing it, I don't think it's, I mean, if they decide to do that at the local level, I have no problem with it. If it's voted on and the voters pass it, I'm all for it. And maybe that does help. But I think this whole pot thing is just a divisive issue that is going nowhere, quite frankly.
And can someone please explain to me?
Well, yeah, I do too. And all I'm saying is that, you know, if we tax tobacco and we tax alcohol, and we're potentially going to be taxing pot, whether it's at the state level or the local level, then why not tax caffeine too? It was different back in the day when you went and got a 50-cent cup of coffee. You know, there was no real tax revenue there. But when people are paying $3 to $5 for a cup of coffee, not even paying sales tax on it, there's a lot of lost revenue there.
I totally understand that it should be a level playing field, and I totally Absolutely. Agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is there shouldn't be the tax. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right. Yeah. Don't we have enough taxes as it is? Well, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
We should make the playing field level, get rid of all the taxes on all the other ones, and then we'll talk.
It's like the argument on tobacco. You have huge amounts of taxes on tobacco now,
right.
and they say that's to offset the social harm that tobacco causes, because tobacco users are going to be using the healthcare system more, which is a burden upon the people that are paying for the healthcare system. Well, why in the hell are the people paying for the healthcare system through the government in the first damn place?
Right.
Right.
So I agree with you, You know, on what you're saying, I get it. It's a,
yeah.
But at the same time, we've got to get back to square one to begin with, and then go from there. Because otherwise, what happens is we just keep taxing.
Right. That's what I was going to say. They'll just keep taxing. They'll find something else to
that's
tax.
That's right. It'll be
it
the next thing.
It just keeps growing, and pretty soon,
exactly.
Yeah. There's no way.
Well, what
to
I
it.
Liked about it was that if it's a local special use taxes, kind of like what Shasta Lake City did with pot, then the state of California doesn't get any of that special tax.
Right.
The city of Redding would get to keep all of that tax without having to send any to the state.
Well, if that's what the people want to vote in, I have no problem with it. But I say again, I think the taxes are out of control as well as the spending. And until that gets curbed, we can get this new tax and then it'll be moving to the next one because these guys will just spend more as they get it.
Well, if they attempted to tax caffeine, I would fight that tax. And to be perfectly honest with you, I would fight a tax on marijuana. Not because I support marijuana, but because I don't support taxes.
Right. Yeah, because you got to starve the beast at whatever level it is. You know, the state, local, federal, all of it. We have to start starving it by not paying them any more money. And that's really the bottom line.
Well, yeah, how much do we pay in taxes now? What percentage are we paying in taxes?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I
and it just keeps growing.
I actually figured it out once and did the math, and it's as high as 84% of our money goes back to some form of government or another. It's actually even higher than that
if
you factor in inflation in some form of tax or another. And then we all look at each other on Friday and wonder why we're broke.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I'm just saying, as a an Anderson resident and a former resident, Redding resident of 15 years, I would at this point I would never move back to Redding.
There's no argument with that.
I'll tell you what. I think you're on the right track, JD, and we really appreciate the call. JT, right?
JT.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Thanks for the call, JT.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to play this essential rights thing. Cue this up. This is Bill Whittle. You got something?
No, I was just saying that it's what he brings up in this discussion is very timely, like you and I were talking about before, is I don't think people really have a fundamental understanding of what liberty means. And when
We
haven't had it. And when most people say they want liberty, they really don't mean they want liberty because they want to be comfortable. They want a guarantee. They want somebody to give them liberty. They don't want to take liberty. And they want the guarantee that if something goes wrong, they're not going to lose anything personally.
See, that's what
exactly.
I'm saying about the pot. That's why I say, you know, how does an alcoholic stop drinking alcohol when he hits bottom? And say for pot, we've got too many government safety nets out there to the point of stupidity. If you want to smoke pot and get stoned and get stupid and don't get a job and don't go to school and don't get educated, you know what the answer is? At some point in time, you're going to be wandering around looking for a place to sleep under the bridge. And if that doesn't wake you up, nothing will. So we need to have accountability and consequences for our actions.
Personal
responsibility
across the board
for everyone so that maybe they will wake up at some point in time.
Yeah,
now,
because people want the freedom, but they don't want the liberty.
They don't want the responsibility.
It's
like being a wolf in the forest saying, oh, I love freedom. I don't feel like hunting, though. You know, that hunting thing and getting food, you know.
Sheep, bring yourself over here.
Yeah, I think we should just have somebody show up with some sheep and hand them to us.
Oh, the sheep won't do that? Well, then I'm going to pay the shepherd to drive him over here.
Right.
Totally.
It's nonsense.
All right, so let's pay. This is from Bill Whittle, and they got a little program going on down there, and I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. But anyway, this is Bill Whittle, and they're talking about the essential rights. And I think this is very key to what we're talking about. And go ahead and hit the play button, Bob, and we will start this. And then once we hit the play button here, listen to this, and then we'll continue our discussion.
Times before, when you have a press that is this biased, you have a country that's suffering from AIDS, where the mechanism that is designed to root out corruption on all sides, in all parties, in all places, is now the agent of delivering and protecting corruption. In other words, the virus comes in through the cells that were designed to protect us against the virus. It's not that there's suddenly a biased newspaper. what happened was in the 20th century, the consolidation of so many different individual papers meant that there was essentially the newspaper. 100 years ago, there were, in New York City, probably 30 or 40 newspapers, and you would read them all and try and triangulate your way in on the truth. So it's a little ironic for them to be talking about being the fountains of truth when, in point of fact, they're the fountains of ideology that is doing their best, very best to send, you know, 600 agents to Sarah Palin and make sure that no one ever mentions the word Benghazi or anything else. So there's that. As far as the rights thing goes, I agree with the idea that if we enumerate some rights, that assumes that those are the only rights that are protected, and therefore let's not do it. But I disagree with that position. I think the Bill of Rights was essential because it's the first time in history anybody ever wrote down the fact that these are protected from the government. I suppose it goes without saying that if you read the Bill of Rights, these rights, the Constitution does not grant you rights. The Constitution specifically says the government cannot take away these God-given rights from you. That's a profoundly good thing to do. So just to address your issue of essential rights and non-essential rights, I'm with Steve on this. All rights are essential, and things that are not rights are not. And so how do you determine what is a right? Do you have a right to health care, as the left argues? Well, if you have a right to health care, that's a commodity. And if you have a right to health care, you have a right to food. And if you have a right to food, it has to be provided. And if you have a right to food, you also have a right to housing. And here's the thing I didn't realize until recently, folks, if you have a right to housing, then how can somebody have a better house than you? Mm. My rights are not gradated. I don't have less of a Fifth Amendment right than somebody who's richer than I am. Rights don't impose obligations on other people. Rights protect individuals. They don't give them things. They protect them from oppression and so on and so on and so on. We should be having a discussion about what rights are and how you tell. But that would be the job of a free press, and that's not what the New York Times is. Donald Trump's great genius is his understanding of the...
Well, I think that's a very huge discussion to have, mm-hmm. is that, you know, like when they talk about, well, I'm entitled to housing or I'm entitled to health care.
They're not.
No, you're not. I mean, it's a commodity. It's like saying I'm entitled to a big pile of gold. You know, it has to come from someplace, where do you take it from? Who gives it to you?
You should be entitled to the pile of gold that you go get for yourself.
Sure, if you go out and mine it.
Yeah. If you go work.
But that's not a right. You have the right to private property. You have the right to the fact that you can own that gold, but you don't have the right to have somebody give you the gold.
No.
And that's what we're talking
about
here.
Especially if it was taken away by a third party. From
somebody else.
Under the threat of force. And that's what I mean. But we need to get back to the fundamentals of understanding is it is extortion on a governmental scale. Because when you vote in somebody that's going to take away from somebody else to give to you, you are a thief by a third party.
Yeah, but what it is that you just don't want to go out and point the gun and take it yourself. So you'll justify the government.
You'll hide behind the government and allow them to do it.
Exactly. You'll justify them doing it at the point of a gun for you.
And disguise the threat of naked violence under the word authority.
And somehow that gives you moral justification when really you're just a thief. Using the government as your tool, just like Lucky Luciano used some of his thugs to go out and his crew to go out and steal stuff.
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't have been put in prison if they had just called their extortion welfare.
Right. Now, does that mean that we don't want everybody to have food or housing? Of course. But the capitalism, a free market society with sound money, has created the greatest standard of living ever seen in the history of the world and mankind, because what it does is it causes people to go out and work harder to create things for themselves. Okay?
And when you cap and regulate that system, it kills people's ambition.
Well, why would you want to go out?
Why would you?
Why would you want to work if it's just going to be taken from you and given to the next guy at force?
Yeah, and especially the continual argument we hear, well, the rich need to pay their share. Well, if you got to pay more, why would you want to make more?
Well, and the real deal is the system that they're advocating is steal from everybody, consolidated into a central government or in the hands of a central body, oligarchy or whatever, to benevolently distribute it purposefully for the good of all mankind, when we know that men are not that good. And do you think that the best men gravitate towards the government in the first place? So if men aren't angels, what makes the difference between a guy on the inside and the outside of government? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, so it comes down to a very basic argument of, do you believe in the sovereign individual or do you believe in the supremacy of the collective?
Well, it's and rule of law. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Do you believe that everybody should equally abide by the same set of rules across the board,
regardless of anything? Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what freedom is about. Well, that's what the Constitution was about.
I was
going to
say,
about.
That's what the Constitution was about. That's why they put it in place the way that they did, and it was written the way it was.
Right. Now, we have something that we want to talk about in the original first 12 amendments, and I didn't say 12, which is kind of interesting, is that everybody thinks that we had originally 10 amendments. But no, actually, there was 12 that were originally introduced at the convention to be ratified, and the first two didn't make the cut.
Strangely enough.
Strangely enough. Now, let's go to a break, Bob, and we'll come back and talk about that.
All right, maybe not. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I know we've got the eternal critic over here in the corner.
Hey, if it was the other way around, you wouldn't pass the opportunity up to pounce. Let's just get that out there and let's be truthful.
I would punish you lovingly.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I was just thinking about what you said earlier. Does that make Linda Supergirl's sister?
No. I'm Wonder Woman's sister.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's like, well, she's not really an Amazon because she's like 4 foot nothing. But
explosive things come in small packages.
There you have it. It's true.
Yes, it is.
It's true. Yeah, I watched Wonder Woman the other day for the first time, and it's like, good grief, she went from, superhero to goddess. I mean, they kind of went over the top. She became a god towards the end. I was like, whoa. Yeah, that's a little bit over the top.
I'm not going to ask why you were watching it, but okay.
Well, because I watched a movie. Every once in a while, I'm able to sit down and watch a movie, believe it or not.
I'm not, and the crickets. There was crickets in the room.
Shut up. Okay.
It's actually a decent movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good. It's got a lot of good graphic effects, whatever you want to call them, special effects. Anyway, I wanted to read this.
She has good graphic effects. Is that what they're calling it now?
All depends.
Moving right along. I wanted to address this two-party system a little bit that we talked about. Now, this is a direct quote from Washington, George Washington, not Washington, D.C., in his, I believe, his farewell address about the two-party system. It serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosity of one part against the other, foments occasional riot and insurrection. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption, which find a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of party passion. Thus, the policy and the will of one country are subjected to the policy and will of another. I mean, that's what they're doing, guys. You can admit it or not, but they're using this issue as a divide-and-conquer strategy because some people just hate pot and some people just love pot, and I think it's the stupidest thing in the world. Because I'm not advocating for it, but they're using it to divide and conquer so that the vote doesn't unite for liberty for everyone.
Can I ask one question? Why is it that a large amount of people will make the argument, why are you passing more gun laws? No matter what gun law you pass, it's not going to stop a criminal from getting a gun. Will then do an immediate 180 and go, pass more laws to stop people from getting a weed.
Because they hate it. And I understand why they hate it.
What?
I hate it, too. But
I hate a lot of things,
but that doesn't mean I have the right to ban them.
Exactly.
I don't hate it. I don't care. It's not my business.
Well, I hate it because...
If you come near my kids or you're affecting me or my life or something like that directly, that's a different issue.
Well, do you know why I hate it? Same reason I hate alcohol, for the fact is alcohol itself is not a problem. But being drunk and driving is a problem. Ruining your life
I hate people that aren't responsible anyway.
It's not
to speak. You know what I mean?
It's not the gun that's the problem. Well, it's not the weed that's the problem.
Saying.
Don't misunderstand me. It's an inanimate. Say that for me, would you?
Inanimate object.
Thank you. And so I don't care about the object itself. I care about the outcome of the abuse of it. I care about that. That doesn't mean that I can ban the object. I'm just saying that I hate the fact that people get stoned and stupid. I hate the fact that people ruin their lives with alcoholism. I hate the
right,
fact...
I get that, but if they're not going to be responsible, it's not going to matter what the item,
right,
so to speak, is. They're going to find a way to abuse it and affect other people's lives.
You have to
that
deal
way.
With it the same way that you would deal with your teenage son or daughter who comes in and gets stoned and decides to sleep on the couch. You either have to boot them out at some point so that they see the reality of their situation.
Or you slap them in the head.
Well, maybe.
I'm just saying.
You have to let them stay there until and let them ruin their lives and yours at the same time because they refuse to get a clue. And that's the real deal. Tough love is making them feel the responsibility of their
actions. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they can enable them.
What I'm saying is in society, that is not your decision to make for somebody else. If it's a family relation or something like that. Because once you start to decide what is right and what is wrong and what is good for someone else and then enforce your idea.
Again, we're talking about apples and oranges. I'm not saying enforce anything. I'm saying that what I'm saying is that if this is my house, this is my rules. The same for the way the country in a free society should be is that there are certain responsibilities of taking care of yourself and doing things, and there's that word
responsibility.
It's not a matter of me imposing my will on anybody else. It's a matter of living up to what you have to in a society that's free of taking care of yourself.
And if you're going to be a jerk, you're going to be a jerk no matter what. And I think we have a caller on the line.
We're running out of time, though.
Got Roberta. Roberta. You got something for us?
You know, I had several things I wanted to say, but one thing is Anderson has shown itself to be physically responsible.
Yep, there's that word again.
The Redding government is not responsible.
So we don't trust them.
And until they become responsible, I don't want any additional taxes for them to spend. And on the pot issue, where is the education system on this? There's virtually no education in our schools about
you're going to get cut off, Roberta.
If you want to stay on the line, Roberta, go ahead, but we got a hard break and we got to get off here, so we'll be back in just a minute after the commercials.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
That's ridiculous.
We talk about some of the most serious matters facing America and the world, complex issues. The president is engaged. He understands the complexity. He asks really difficult questions of our team at CIA so that we can provide him the information that he needs to make good informed policy decisions.
Mike Pompeo on Fox News Sunday. The president says the book, a collaboration with his former aide Steve Bannon, is a hatchet job. The road for primary challengers to incumbent Republican lawmakers may have just gotten a bit tougher. President Trump says his 2018 campaign efforts will not include the outsiders. After a stinging loss in Alabama, Mr. Trump says he doesn't see himself trying to support an uprising against GOP incumbents across the country. Mr. Trump says, however, he is planning a robust schedule of campaigning this year. British Prime Minister Theresa May about to make some changes.
The Prime Minister says she'll rejig government ranks soon, with changes expected maybe as soon as Monday. Theresa May's grip on power, weakened by her Conservative Party's poor showing in a June election, got a boost last month when the European Union agreed to start discussing future trade relations with Britain. Now May says she hopes to secure agreement with the EU on a post-Brexit transition period by March 31 and to draft a withdrawal agreement by year's end. Britain is due to leave the EU on March 29, 2019. Charles Siledesma, London.
The bitter cold that's gripped a big portion of the nation may begin to ease this week. The National Weather Service says while this morning we got down to record lows again from South Carolina to Maine, there's a slow warm-up going on. Some parts of the country could see a return to normal temperatures for this time of the year by week's end. More on these stories at townhall.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
More trouble for Takata.
The largest automotive recall in U.S. history keeps getting bigger. This time the Japanese airbag maker says it's because of 3.3 million faulty inflators. The latest recall covers frontal airbags in certain 2009, 2010, and 2013 vehicles made by Honda, Toyota, Audi, and BMW, as well as Daimler vans, Fiat Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, Jaguar Land Rover, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Subaru, and Tesla.
correspondent Ron DeRockstra. The president will be in Atlanta Monday night for a VIP seat at college football's biggest game. Mr. Trump plans to be among 72,000 attending the college football playoff championship game between Georgia and Alabama. It's being held at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the new $1.5 billion home field of the NFL's Atlanta Falcons. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Massachusetts congressional delegation wants a Medal of Honor for a Civil War soldier who captured General Robert E. Lee's eldest son.
Corporal David D. White, who served in the 37th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment, was nominated for the medal by a descendant in 2011, but it was not awarded at the time by the Senior Army Decorations Board. U.S. Secretary of the Army Mark Esper recently asked the board to reconsider. Democratic U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Edward Markey were among those who wrote to Esper this week in support of the posthumous honor. Their letter cites eyewitness accounts that White was most responsible for capturing Confederate Major General George Washington Custis Lee at the Battle of Sailor's Creek in Virginia in 1865. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 7th, and a birthday for some notable people, including singer Kenny Loggins. He is 70 years old today. Talk show host Katie Couric is 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith. There is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299, in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. I'm excited to announce a new radio show I will be hosting live right here on KCNR 1460 beginning in January. Join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. as I host Generations with Sharon Clark. Having been a part of the senior care industry since 2004, I want to share my knowledge and experience on this topic and others relating to healthy aging. I will discuss local resources and chat with guests to inform and educate you. So join me live at 9 a.m. starting in January as I host Generations with Sharon Clark right here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Hey, we're second hour.
And it's flying by.
It's flying by where the fun never stops. I think we... Is Roberta still on the line?
She is.
I'm still here.
Hey, Roberta.
Okay.
Yeah, we got... Hurry up. We've got just a few... We got a guest here. We got Terry on the line holding and...
Right. Well, now listen. My problem is not that adults... decide what they want to do. But we're unleashing something into our community. There has been no pre-planning for how the educational system is going to handle this. We are lacking in teaching responsibility in our schools.
I agree.
So
I agree with that one.
I have friends in Washington and Colorado, and none of them are saying that it has been a good thing for their communities. So that's all I have to say.
Hey, I agree 100% with you, Roberta. I actually really do. I just think that we disagree. You know, it's the regulation on how it's done and personal responsibility at all levels. I agree. Anyway, we're moving on. Thanks for the call, Roberta. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Terry. Are you with us, Terry?
Did you cut my mic or what?
Yeah, I am. I'm on the cell phone here. I don't know if I'm coming in okay.
You're okay for now. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing I want to say is that a lot of people ask us all the time, well, what's your stand on marijuana in all 23 counties? And the position is that what is your stand on marijuana? The counties should make the decisions themselves. Yep. That should all be done something by the people, by a vote, on how they want to handle things. The way it's being handled now, I can see where people are frustrated. We have a situation where one of the objectives was to sort of lessen the cartel and the black market, but all the government has done is increased the black market by regulation, taxes, by fees, by permits, to where now the marijuana is going to be probably twice as much as if somebody bought it off the street.
Yep.
So, and again, Roberta, it makes sense in what you're saying with education, but that's going to be up to the folks, you know, and really and truly, when you stop and you think about it, you guys have talked about personal responsibility. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that don't have a personal responsibility. There's a lot of people that live off assistance, don't want to get a job, or just lazy, too lazy to get a job. There's anarchy that we have. People, everybody should be included. Well, not really. I mean, you know, if you have somebody that's your enemy, do you include your enemy in a fight for liberty? So I think that we have to start really growing up over this thing. And Mark, you made some good points about the fact that, you know, the government really doesn't, there's no place where the government should have a say in any of this.
Right.
It should be to the people. It should be, but if the people's will is that they don't like marijuana, they don't want it, and then that should be respected. But if it's also the people's will that they do want it, but it has to be done in a grown-up fashion. I mean, you know, when you legalize something or you do something, everything should have been put in place first. Now we're dealing with all kinds of messes, and, you know, Roberta's right. The other states that have this in there, we know people there. They're having problems. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it's just got to be done the right way. And as far as the position of Jefferson, the position of Jefferson is whatever the position of the people in those counties are. Does that make sense?
Yep. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks, Terry.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Okay. Before we get to our guests.
And I'd like to bring up one example because it highlights what we were talking about. Is Roberta's argument was, where is the education system on this? There, again, is somebody reaching out because they want the government or somebody else to handle it.
Right.
Where is the education?
Should be.
Go educate yourself about marijuana. Be intellectually honest. Be open and honest. And admit, here's the ills. Here's the goods. And educate.
Right.
And isn't
but
that,
you got to know what you're talking about yourself before you educate.
Our responsibility.
Yes.
Once again, the word responsibility for teaching and education, not somebody else.
I have never asked, why isn't the school doing this for my child? It's my job.
Well, there you have it. Okay, so before we get to our guest, a couple of headlines. We got Macy's closing 5,000 more stores. I want to get that out of there. The global debt hits records of $233 trillion. Just a dot on the map there. A mark on the ledger. And then I want everybody to do a little research on the Bill of Rights. Did you know that we actually had 12 amendments to the Bill of Rights, and two weren't ratified, number one and two, before the first 10 were actually ratified? And I want people to do a little homework on this. It's interesting that the first one would have been the first amendment to the Bill of Rights. Rather than establishing these rights, there was 11 states that ratified it. Counted Rhode Island, didn't do it, blah, blah, blah. So the first two were out. But what's interesting about this one is that they were ratifying the number of representatives that could be in the House of Representatives. In other words, if they had followed this amendment to the Constitution, there would be over 6,000 representatives in Washington in Congress, not counting the Senate, instead of the present 435. So we've got some real issues on what the founders intended on our representatives and our voting blocks. So I want people to do a little homework on that, because I think that's something that's going to be coming up here real soon. And stay tuned. So with that, let's get to our guest.
All right. We have Marina in the studio, and she is with the Survivor Outreach Services. And I would say your last name, but I know you told me what how to say it, and I'm going to butcher it. So what's your last name?
Barrett.
Barrett.
Barrett?
Barrett.
Barrett. Barrett. Barrett.
Barrett. Barrett.
Oh, Barrett.
And so she's with the Army Survivor Outreach Services, and I'm going to pass the mic over, and I'll grab this other one so we can...
All right.
Ready.
And so we wanted to I wanted to bring her in because I don't think a lot of people know about this program and what services are available out there. And also... This has to do with, it's all Gold Star.
Yes, Gold Stars and other surviving family members of the fallen. It could be veterans, retirees, active duty, reserves, or not. The whole purpose of this is because not even Gold Stars know that we're out here. So, you know, I'm here to do my best efforts to let them know that there's this program here that's especially for them, to help them with anything, with benefits, counseling, help with their house, help with childcare, whatever it is.
It's a support system for,
exactly.
for Gold Star members.
Exactly. So. We're here to let them know that the Army has not left them. The Army is still here for them lifelong.
And that's good, because our veterans are in need of a lot of
support
services.
Yes.
And, you know, especially with some of the mental health issues and stuff that they're coming back with, these guys that are coming back with multiple tours and, you know, things that have gone on and things like that. Yeah, that's great.
Yes. So when did you start the when did you get involved in the program?
I started last year, May. I've got 15 counties that I'm responsible for.
Wow.
So a majority of Northern California. And I am actually working out of Chico, so I'm just trying to hit close to home first before
expanding
out.
Are you doing 15 counties by yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That keeps...
So what is a Gold Star? What is a Gold Star member? I look something up here. It says the Gold Star lapel button is referred to as a Gold Star pin, is distributed to the members of the immediate family of fallen service members by the Department of Defense.
So this is for those who were killed in action.
I see.
They get the Gold Star pin, so that any of the mother, the father, spouse, children.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another lapel pin next to kin lapel pin. And so that is for anything outside of that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. I didn't realize that it was because somebody was actually killed in action or killed in service.
Yeah, for Gold Stars,
for Gold Stars. And then the families included receive a Gold Star lapel button, like you say. Interesting. So this is a national registry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would imagine there's actually quite a few in the 15 counties. And like you say, they probably don't even know.
No.
Is there a way? I know that you had a meeting last week here.
We just started a support group. It started last month. And we're actually here at the local VFW. And I was here last week with some Gold Star mothers and, just the opportunity to bring them together and just, have their time amongst each other and share what whatever they need.
Well,
to share.
I don't think they realize it, and that's one reason when I found out about this, I wanted to bring you on, because I don't think the people in the community, the Gold Star moms, realize there is a support system for them. It's like anything like that. Sometimes you start feeling that you're the only one, and there's nobody else out there that understands, or
Exactly, and that's my that's the whole reason that the support group was started, because I have widows. I have Gold Star wives. I have Gold Star children. I have Gold Star parents, and they just they feel alone. And I'm just trying to figure out the best way to bring them together. And that's my challenge right now. I'm trying to bring them together and let the community know, let them know that we support them. Right. We support them.
I know that we have a lot of veterans in the North State, mm-hmm. you know, and you hear different numbers, anywhere from 20,000 to about 30,000 actual veterans in the North State. Do you know approximately, like, how many Gold Star mothers there is in the North State, or?
I know approximately Gold Star family, not just mothers. There's between 300 and 400.
Wow. Yeah, so if we can help reach out to them with these services that you have so that they know that there's
support. Is there a way for you to get a list of the Gold Star families and be able to reach out to them directly?
Yes. I have point of contacts. I have emails. I have mail addresses, but I don't have every single one. And sometimes they move and they don't update their information, and I'm trying to track them down.
It looks to me, I'm looking at the website at the GoldStarFamilyRegistry.com, and there's a search box there that you can go to search for people's names and stuff to find out who they are, I guess, the dates of death and all that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just was checking it out here. And so it says, you know, select branch, select conflict, select state, and then you can do a search on it. So that might be helpful for anybody who's actually looking for somebody.
So if there's somebody listening and they wanted to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that or finding out more about the services?
Okay. Well, they can always stop by. I work right out of the Chico Armory, the National Guard Armory right there off of 99. And they can call me or text me anytime. My phone number is 925-895-0570. And I have email too, but it's really long, so it's just best just
to call.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they can always give that number out if they know of somebody that may need your
exactly.
services. And from my understanding, now the Army has actually gave you a grant where you have more of a leeway so that you can get out more in the community to help the family and support them more. Is that right?
Yes, somewhat to travel to reach them. So that's really good.
So here you are running around with 15 counties, and we all know how big NorCal is. 15 counties up here is huge. I mean, that's a lot of area to cover. So, well, I mean, other than getting the word out there that you guys exist, that you provide these services, are you guys looking for volunteers? Are you looking for boots?
Yes. If there's anybody in the community that would like to help out, local VFWs, anything, yes, I would love the support. We would love the support.
Okay.
And this also, this is about, this is about empowering the families and you know, giving them the recognition and respect that they deserve. It's not about, you know, just the counseling and the loss. It's about the healing and the empowerment and you know, becoming stronger and just mm-hmm. being just healing and being stronger. I can't quite.
Well, that covers a lot of territory with the healing.
I mean, we can sit here. You guys can't see her, but we can see her, and she's obviously very passionate about this. And,
yes.
And has some pretty deep feelings.
Yes. I'm a veteran myself. I was in the Marine Corps for a little over 7 years. So, you know, I love my brothers and sisters, and this is why, you know, I took the position, because I wanted, you know, they paid the ultimate sacrifice, and I know how difficult the military and the VA can be, and I wanted to be that in-between and be that voice and fight for them, because I don't want them to deal with it. I'd rather take as much as I can of the brunt that I can, you know.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you need?
Just support. If there is any way, any services or any space that can be offered, it's just nice to have that information handy or readily available, because I don't know what type of phone calls I'm going to receive. I can receive, you know, anything. We've had survivors, gold stars, who needed help moving horses, help with moving. So it can be anything. If there's any events going on and you'd like me to have a booth or something like that, that would also be really great to help me spread the word.
We can help with that.
So it's not just the part of supporting somebody. People could also call you and give information and say, hey, I have a horse trailer. I can move horses if you need.
Yes.
Or I can do this, you know, if you have a family or somebody that you know that needs this service.
Do you have a Facebook page or something, a resource site where, you know, people can join the page and you could throw it on there? Hey, so-and-so and, you know, such-and-such county needs this, and somebody can chime in? And
no, not yet. Okay. There's not one for Northern California, not yet.
You guys are really just trying to hit the ground running here then?
Yes.
Okay.
So she needs our help, and they need our help to get this information out in the community, and we can do that for you.
All right.
Well, yeah, we'll help you out there as much as we can with all our different involvements, and people can go back and listen to this show, just so you know, on the computer. Mm-hmm. It's podcast archived. And so you can always, you know, send that out to people so that they can listen to it and get the information out more, because that many counties, I mean, that's a lot of territory.
It is. Ridiculously large.
I can't believe that you're the only one that is.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys going to be looking to set up by, you know, county by county chapters, or is it still going to be kind of a regional thing, or you haven't gotten that far that yet? Or
no, it's going to be a regional thing. I've got a counterpart in Sacramento. She has a couple counties that she's responsible for, but she has about the same amount of Gold Star families as I do. So that's kind of how it goes about the amount of Gold Star families you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
Even though she has smaller counties, we have more roughly people. The same.
Yeah. A lot more people. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anything else that we need to cover here? Or?
Is there something else you want to get out about what you're doing or what services are available or any of that?
Well, actually, right now, I am attempting to try to find more services for the Gold Star children. I'm in the works of trying to plan some type of event or events where Gold Star children and veteran children can come together and just be children amongst each other.
You mean like a carnival or a camp or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because, we usually do a camp every year, but it's for terminally ill. But we do a lot. I do a lot with me and a group with the veterans community. So now that I have your contact information, maybe we can come up with something more
Definitely.
That would be great, yeah. Because they definitely need the support.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah. So, again, how did they get a hold of you?
925-895-0570.
Well, we appreciate you. It's a long ways for you to come from Chico. I'm glad, though, that you came up and let us know about the services
you have
to offer. And hopefully we can get it to work on both sides, not only get the Gold Star families and their children and stuff to know more about your services, but the people in the community that have services that can help out on that end would be great as well, and start marrying, so to speak, and partnering up with this and making it more for the veterans in the community.
Yes.
So, again, I appreciate you coming in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, all right.
All right.
I guess we'll go to a break real quick here and then come back and refocus and take it to the last half hour or to the top.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Problem. What am I gonna do now? Am I gonna make it? Some way, somehow. Maybe I'm not supposed to know. Maybe I'm supposed to cry. And if nobody ever knows the way I feel, that's alright. That's okay. Cause I'm gonna make
it. If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. Is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside had died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, no. To be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media. Hope you like that. A little bit old Carole King. Wow. Let's see, where are we?
That's the question.
Yeah, it's a target-rich environment. Now, which target should we choose? I got one here, you know. I mean, this whole Russian thing. You know, we got Hillary and all these guys screaming that Russia's trying to rig our election by exposing how they rigged the election.
Yeah. How dare they?
I mean, it's like, it's completely surreal. All right, let's see. Let's go ahead and start with that, Greg Hunter. I want to talk about this because right after the tax bill was passed just before Christmas, the next day, Trump passed an executive order, and this executive order has some real teeth to it, and we're not going to play all of Greg Hunter here, but
yeah,
let's...
It kind of comes out of the blue for this executive order if you haven't been paying attention to some of the other stuff.
It does, but it's like, good grief. I mean, I think Trump is just all over this stuff, but... Go ahead, Bob.
I think he's preparing
the
battlefield.
As he himself put it on Twitter, he's a stable genius.
He's a stable genius. I'm not sure I would exactly put it that way, but I mean, you know, how can you think this guy's stupid? How can you think this guy's stupid? He might be a lot of things. He might have an ego. He might be overbearing. He might be a lot of things. But stupid?
Most of these guys, it's Sun Tzu.
No one could have gotten to be where Donald Trump is being stupid.
Mentally unstable.
By being stupid.
Yeah, or mentally unstable. Really? He's been kicking your guys' asses for, what, a year now or better? 2 years?
The entire time preparing the battlefield for the big fight.
And you guys are going to say, well, you're stupid. What the heck does that make the guys that he beat? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean... He ripped through the Republican establishment. He ripped through the Democrat. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, you know, had some help, you know, being a criminal, the head of a crime family. But, you know, burning and, you know, hiding emails and, you know.
Lighting their bedroom on fire this week.
Yeah, they lit their bedroom up this week, you know, burning. Who knows?
Maybe it's when a Bill's cigar fell out.
Yeah, well, it's possible. You know, I mean, cigarette, Tipperillo type thing. And
Just the tip, man.
You know. It's like, you can't make this crap up. And the mainstream media is, you know what the mainstream media has regressed to? You're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Are you freaking kidding me?
How do you like me now?
Yeah, it's all, there's no news. It's all political diatribe and discussion.
You dummy head.
They're not even covering the fact that the protests in Iran have moved to the 10th day in a row.
These guys are going down in frickin' flames. I mean, New York Times is failing. I mean, I got a post on Sovereign Minds. I was doing this battle. I don't know if you saw that battle I had with this one guy. It was great. Did you see that? It was so easy. It was like, oh, hamstring him? Here you go.
Mark, you kind of cheated and used facts.
I know. I hate when that happens.
It's like kryptonite to them.
His last comment was, oh, gee, you guys in your guts know Trump's nuts. It's like, no.
There's an argument.
So I posted the clip with all of the Young Turks and all of the news media imploding over the fact that Trump won the election and how he won it. Well, he has to win Florida. Florida won! You know? Oh, he has to get Michigan. Michigan! It's unbelievable. And then I posted.
That was a great night.
And then the last thing I posted, I every time I talk to a liberal, I watch this and I just smile again. It makes me smile every time I see it. So
yeah, with Trump supporter or not, it was fun to watch it happen. To go from didn't expect that to
anyway.
Well, I'm starting to get a little worried. Maybe to oh crap,
you dummy head.
Yeah.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Exactly. I mean,
Is that Stimpy or what?
It's
Adam Sandler, I believe, or
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Oh, okay. It kept reminding me of Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy, you idiot. All right, so we've got Greg Hunter keyed up here. Let's listen to this. We got about 20 minutes left. Let's cover this executive order a little bit.
I'm Greg Hunter. This is the weekly news wrap-up for Friday, January 5th, 2018, the very first weekly news wrap-up of the brand new year. The WNW 316, God so loved the world, he sent his only son. Anyway, I want to get into this executive order and some of my sourcing, some of the work I did to try to confirm it, you know, Anon, QAnon, which may be great sources. They may be totally correct. And a lot of what they have said has proven to be correct. Some of it is just you wait and see. But I wanted to get my own sources to back up what's going on. But first thing I want to concentrate on, I want you all to know that what is going on in the country is unprecedented. And it's unprecedented because of this executive order. Now, this is on whitehouse.gov. This is real. This is completely, totally real. And it's the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Corruption. Any kind of just corruption. Not a corruption just associated with human rights abuses, but just a corruption. And this is please take note, this is issued December 21st, 2017. Why am I pointing out that date, December 21st, 2017? Because this is the day after the House voted to give Trump his tax cuts. And that bill was on his way to the desk, which he signed on the 23rd, on a Friday, the 23rd of December. But on the 21st, after all the votes were in and nobody could change their vote, and the bill was headed to his desk, which he signed, and we now know that, he ended up doing this executive order. Why would he do that? Why would he wait till after the bill was signed? Could it be that some of the very people that were voting for the tax cuts could be some of the very people that he goes after? And I'm talking about Republicans with this executive order. Again, executive order blocking the property persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. And here it goes on to say, I'm just going to pick out a few parts here. United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, as well as, now get this, folks, protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. So he's basically telling these he's going to war, and he's going to basically counterattack and also head them off at the pass to try to crash the system. So he's going to confiscate property, block property. He's going to tie up their money. He's going to cut off the money of the New World Order, the people that have sold out our country to the New World Order. And I'm talking about both Democrats and Republicans. It is we the people against them, the swamp. And it goes on to say, and I wanted to highlight this, an unusual and extraordinary threat to national security, foreign policy. That's what this is. An unusual and extraordinary threat to national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. He's declaring a national emergency, which means he can use the military. I think it's 60 days. He can use the military to, because of a national threat, to take down the country. Treasonous threat by people who want to destroy the United States and the financial system. Now, you're talking treason there, I think. Then I want to go on, and then I want to talk about this. And this is all in this executive order. You can read it on whitehouse.gov and look it up. You can Google it. You can just put the Donald Trump executive order blocking property of persons, sex trafficking, whatever. And he's talking about, what's he going to go after? Well, here it is. All property and interests in property that are in the United States. And he's not talking about just current employees and current people who work for the government. He's talking about past people who work for the government. You know, like maybe Secretary of State Clinton, or maybe former President Bill Clinton, or maybe a cadre of other former government officials that maybe ripped off America and committed treason and conspired against the country, like maybe, I don't know, the Bushes, I don't know. So this also goes on to say, this is to be responsible for or complicit in, this is what he's going to go after, anybody who is to be responsible for or complicit in or to have directly or indirectly involved in serious human rights abuse. You mean like maybe buying the services of Asian women who are basically human sex trafficked objects out on the West Coast? Maybe something like that. Maybe children. How about children? Trey Gowdy was talking about the child abuse in South Carolina, and that there weren't a child court, there was a juvenile court. And that trying to get a 4-, 5-, 6-year-old to testify in court about the people who abused him is kind of tough. Trey Gowdy, in the U.S. Congress on the 4th of January, was talking about that. That's real, folks. That's not an anonymous deal. And then he goes on, he's talking about the human trafficking, you know, serious human rights abuse, and now he's talking about corruption. Now, this is where it gets good, folks. Corruption, including misappropriation of state assets, the expropriation of private assets for personal gain, corruption related to government contracts. Start right there. Corruption related to government contracts. Oh, you mean like part of the missing $21 million that Dr. Mark Skidmore from the Michigan State University that he laid out on USA Watchdog? You know, he wrote me an email. He was talking about at one point. $800 billion transferred from the Treasury to the Army, not the Pentagon, the Army. The Army's budget is $122 billion roughly a year, and that they got $800 billion, six times its annual budget. And he did get from, the people, the IG, the people with the report saying, well, we made a mistake. It wasn't $800 billion. It was only $800 million. Oh, whew, only $800 million. Whew. I guess that's not a story for you to fudge out and not know that you gave only $800 million to the Army that the Congress didn't approve of, as opposed to $800 billion. This whole thing needs a complete and total audit. And think about the numbers here. Trillions. This is just Dr. Mark Skidmore, who is an expert in public finance. Identified $21 trillion of completely missing, unaccounted for, dollars in, dollars out fraud with just the Department of Defense, the DOD, and just HUD, Housing and Urban Development, just those two departments, $21 trillion. It's like, there's never just one roach. There's just never one sour government department, is there? And then down here, so corruption related to government contracts or extraction of natural resources or bribery. You mean natural resources like maybe Uranium-1 and Yellowcake being sent out of the country? You mean bribery like maybe what happened with the Clinton Fraud Foundation that is absolutely unbelievable, off the charts? Charles Ortel was talking about that. You know, as he says, it's on the books, it's at $2 billion, just on paper, it's $2 billion. He says, you have no idea how big it is. It could be $100 billion. It could be hundreds of billions. He also brought up this, and Hillary Clinton and Chelsea and Bill should take note of this. This is a real occurrence, and it happened just last month. This is a story that I got from U.S. News and World Report, or it's usnewsnow.com. Former Florida Congresswoman sentenced to 5 years for fraud. This just happened, 12/4/17. Former U.S. Representative Corrine Brown of Florida was sentenced on Monday to 5 years in prison for her role in helping raise more than $800,000 for a bogus charity that was used as a slush fund, federal court officials said. She got 5 years in the slammer for just $800,000 of a slush fund of a phony charity fraud? Gee, what would the Clintons get? Hillary Clinton left office on February 1st, 2013. February 1st, 2013. There are many federal crimes that have a 5-year statute of limitations. So 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So February 1st of 2018, not all, but many of her crimes will be, they'll be unable to prosecute her because of the statute of limitations running out. My bet is, if there are going to be indictments of Hillary Clinton, and fraud is forever. If you've committed fraud and treason, there's no statute of limitation for fraud or treason. And my bet is they'll indict her before February 1st, 2018. That's what I think. Now, my sources. I called up Dr. Dave Janda. He has his Dr. Dave Janda, davejanda.com. He's got his popular radio show, Operation Freedom. He is a retired orthopedic surgeon, so you say, why would you call him for a source? I'll tell you why. He spent 3 decades in and out of Washington testifying on committees, working for administrations. I mean, the healthcare industry is a little less than a fifth of the economy. It's a big deal. And over those 3 decades of him in and out of Washington and making contacts, he's gotten really good political contacts. He's told me at least a couple of them, and I can't pass them on, but they're high ranking. And he told me that he has really good military,
I think that's enough. If you guys want to listen to the rest of that, go to Greg Hunter on YouTube and watch the end of that. It's really...
There's about another 30 minutes of it.
There's about 30 minutes of it. I just wanted to get that front part up about the executive order. Now, you know, having that much power in the hands of the executive branch scares the crap out of me, but at the same time, the specificity of the order is pretty telling, I think, on what he's thinking here, because I think that hell's coming to breakfast for Hillary and company. And
it has to.
It has to. It I agree. To.
Or there will be no more faith in the rule of law in the system.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're going to be none. There will be none, and I don't think that Trump's going to allow that. I think that this is like I say, hell's coming to breakfast, as Josie Wells
If we can get Hillary, then it'll just the house of cards will fold. I think
this whole thing. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
we live in interesting times. That's for sure. Wow. Anyway, I wanted to move on because I wanted to touch a couple of other things. And one of the big things that I wanted to touch is that we actually have approval of our 501c3.
Woohoo.
Wow.
Well, this is for pecans, so people understand exactly what you're talking
That's
about.
That's right.
Yeah,
Patriots Educating Concerned Americans now has 501c3 status, so you can donate to us tax deductibly now. And you can send that to 14421. Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Which you could have before, and we gave tax donation receipts, but now we actually have the letter. Well, so I know a lot of people were worried about doing it before because they weren't sure.
Well, because they were breaking the law.
Yeah. Well, the IRS was
breaking the law. They're supposed to render a decision. We filed in March of 2010, and we just got approval dated December 20th, 2017. By law, they have to render a decision with 270 days of the application being submitted. I got this on Christmas Day. It's retroactive now, and it goes back to March of this last year.
I just wanted to get that out there because I know a lot of people were kind of reserved about the way it was working before, even though we told them it was tax deductible. Now we have the letter. There is no problem at all. You don't have to worry. So
we've gotten public charity status effective as of March 4th, 2017, and I'll read it to you. I got this on Christmas morning, by the way. I just happened to, after the presents and everything, was going to the store, and I thought, well, I'll stop by and check the mail because the mail guy's been late lately. And so I pulled in there, pulled this out on Christmas Day, and it was like that was a pretty nice Christmas present. So we've been doing battle with these SOBs for since the beginning. We won the court battle through the ACLJ, and now they finally approved our status. And I'll read this to you, dear applicant. We are pleased to tell you we've determined you're exempt from federal income tax under Internal Revenue Code Section 501c3. Donors can deduct contributions they make to you under IRC Section 170. You're also qualified to receive tax deductible bequests, devices, transfers, or gifts under section so-and-so. This letter could help resolve your questions on your exempt status. Please keep it for your records. And that is signed by the Director of Exempt Organizations, Rulings, and Agreements, Stephen Martin, who just happened to be an appointee of Trump.
Woohoo!
Interesting. So
no Loretta Lynch.
Well, I don't think that one's over either.
Did we ever get anything that said what was wrong with our original application from 6 years ago?
No.
So the real deal is, we all know what happened. There was a crime committed on the way to the Treasury. It was called Lois Lerner, and Steve Miller, and
we actually have that as evidence. It's a record in a court of law now. Correct?
Yeah, we actually have a consent order that was signed by the IRS agreeing that all of this did happen, that we were put on a BOLO list, be on the lookout for. They admitted to all the guilt on this. They admitted they broke the law. They admitted everything inside the court, and then that was part of the settlement.
Which was a very big thing for them to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
We have that in writing.
It has never happened before. The IRS has never, ever, since its inception, admitted to breaking the law until now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
So
we
had to get that out of there, out there. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting. And so we got about 5 minutes or so. And what else have we got? I want to get that out there and make sure that that was announced. What else have we got? We can talk about the Bill of Rights.
We got a lot to talk about. I just don't know about in the next
6 minutes. Yeah, I know. Isn't that?
Yeah. What can do we open that we can close in 6 minutes, huh?
We got, let's see. I got a couple of things on here. California is a sanctuary city. Did anybody see the guys posting the signs?
Somebody's got a good sense of humor.
That was awesome.
But they have to be removed. They were sure getting them removed quickly, weren't they? They were sending everybody out to get rid of them.
I don't know.
I bet they got those signs up there faster and cheaper than Caltrans could have done it.
Well, so, I know, but they were sending people out to remove them.
So anybody who's not aware, on all the signs when you're coming to California, the Welcome to California signs, somebody had posted under them, I'm not sure how many they got, but official sanctuary state, felons, illegals, and MS-13 welcome, Democrats need the votes. And they posted that under all the Welcome to California signs.
They made it look like it was in the font of Caltrans and everything. It looked like an official highway.
Yeah, it did. They did a great job.
Looks pretty official to me. So,
Apparently, since election integrity has started looking into the election process in California, there seems to be a shortage of dead people to vote. So now we need new people.
I tell you, things are turning around here. I mean, you've got Comey's emails or his memos were found out to
classified.
They were all classified. Abedin's mishandling of classified material. Reopening of the investigation on the Clinton Foundation. Reopening
fires.
Fires up in Chappaqua. Reopening of the email investigation happened a couple days ago.
Finally.
These
people have to go to prison.
Yeah, there's no option here. I mean, did anybody see the fact that Chelsea Clinton was caught sending the Church of Satan a Happy New Year wish? Twitter? Just saying.
They never.
Well, that's not true, is it?
What do you mean? She sent it to her mom?
Yeah, it is. No.
Was this a family?
No. It's on the Church of Satan. I got it right here. It was okay. So here it is. It's like so. It's Chelsea Clinton gave a warm holiday greeting to an unusual group when she wished the Church of Satan a Happy New Year in a tweet on Tuesday.
It's
this is a reply
been
to
so long Happy New Year.
Yeah. I'm not sure. is she daft? Because just appearances, I guess they don't care. Maybe they don't care anymore.
It was autocorrect.
She's on, right.
Okay, that's it.
She's on speed dial with Beelzebub. It's like Galileo.
What do they say when they answer the phone at church? Say, you've reached the Bohemian Grove.
Village of the Damned. I don't know.
This is the Clinton Foundation.
Jeez.
Would you hold for Hillary? I'll transfer you now.
Well, the boss will be on the line in a minute.
you burn while we turn? I don't know. You can't make that kind of crap up. You can't make it up. It's like,
and that's the real question is, how much longer is Jeff Sessions and the DOJ going to sit idle?
Good question.
They've done nothing.
They've done
that needs to happen.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Did you? I also posted this thing on at the airport. It's on Sovereign Minds. If you guys want to go check it out on Facebook, this agent shakes down this boy for like 2 minutes. This is a young boy. Looks like he's like 12 years old. Got shorts and a T-shirt on, no shoes, and this guy pats him down for like several minutes. It's like over and over again. This is on camera, and I'm thinking,
no problem.
You know, he goes over his rear, you know, several times, all six times. Then his.
Right there, somebody's catching an elbow to the nose.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And this guy's like,
I was just wondering, where's the parents or where's anybody else during this?
You know,
whole
on
thing?
The application, pervert. You know, I mean, what, do you like patting down young children? Yeah.
You know, this, you're of course, we're, I mean, you guys can't see this. We're sitting here watching this video, and this is definitely excessive. And like you said, where's the parents?
Right.
Because I'm sorry, if that was me, get off my kid. Bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're I'd be stepping in. Yeah, we Houston, we've got a problem to start doing that to my child. But or any kid, probably.
In
front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Good grief. Unbelievable. So we got about a minute left. Here's my hot tip for the day. Go out and see The Greatest Show on Earth, starring Hugh Jackman. Awesome movie. You'll love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go see it. Go see it.
New Star Wars ain't bad either.
That's right. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Perfect, Bob. Perfect.
Welcome to 2018. Buckle up. I think it's going to be a ride, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And no kryptonite.
I have those big piles of it.
It's everywhere.
Just start flinging it into the beltway. Bring the catapults up.
If you go crazy, can we still call you Superman?
Yeah, it's true, because we stand for
no, but truth. You can his brother.
We stand for truth, justice, and the American way. Have a great day.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
A lot of things have to happen before that actually takes place. They have to stop testing. They have to.